Yeah, well, you know, I had no idea.
This is half fast. And you don't get it all. You might get it all.
You couldn't care less about that. You don't know the people that read you. Because, you know, I've never been in Time magazine, and yet this hall is filled twice. You know, and I've never been in Time magazine. I don't need Time magazine. And I don't think I'm a folk singer. You'll probably call me a folk singer. But, you know, the other people know better. Because the people that, you know, that buy my records listen to me know it's certainly Time magazine. You know, the audience that subscribes to Time magazine, the audience of the people that want to know what's happening in the world week by week, the people that work during the day and can read it, it's small, right? And it's concise. And there's pictures in it. I mean, those kind of, you know, those certain class of people. It's a class of people that take the magazine seriously. I mean, sure, I can read it. You know, and I read it. I read it on the airplanes, but I don't take it seriously. If I want to find out anything, I'm not going to read Time magazine. I'm not going to read Newsweek. I'm not going to read any of these magazines. I mean, because they just got too much to lose by printing the truth. You know that. They just go off the stands in a day if they print really the truth.
What is really the truth?
Really, the truth is just a plain picture. Of you know, a plain picture. A tramp vomiting, man, into the sewer, you know, and next door to the picture, you know, Mr. Rockefeller, or you know, Mr. C.W. Jones, you know, on the subway to work. You know, any kind of picture. Just make some sort of collage of pictures, which they don't do. There's no idea. Not even going out of his office. He's just going to get all these 15 reporters, and they're going to send him a quota. And another week will be, you know, have some space in the magazine. But that's all. It means nothing to anybody else. I'm not putting that down, because people have got to eat and live. But, at least be honest about it. You know, I mean, sure. Yeah, I know more about what you do, and you don't even have to ask me how or why or anything, just by looking, than you'll ever know about me, ever. I mean, I could tell you, you know, I'm not a folk singer, and explain to you why, but you wouldn't really understand. All you could do, you could nod your head. Every word has its little letter and big letter. No, it's not pitch, no, it's not the word at all. You know, every word has its little letter and big letter, like the word no. No, the word no, K-N-O-W. Okay, and you know the word no, capital K-N-O-W, like each of us really knows nothing, but we all think we know things, but we really know nothing. I'm saying if you're gonna die, you're gonna go off the earth, you're gonna be dead. And it could be, you know, 20 years, it could be tomorrow, anytime, so am I. I mean, it's gonna be gone, the world's gonna go on without us. Alright, now you see the job in the face of that, and how seriously you take yourself, you decide for yourself. All I can hope for you to do is, all your ideas in your own head, somehow, wherever they are.
How can I ask that? Have you got the nerve to ask me?
You got a lot of nerve asking me a question like that. Yes, the Beatles, yeah? The Beatles? I'm not questioning you because I'm not expecting the answer from you.
I'm just as good a singer.